From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. In Iraq today, a string of car bombs hit the city of Samarra. 34 people were killed, mostly members of the Iraqi security services. The explosions came as U.S. forces escalated their attacks on Fallujah. They're preparing for a large-scale assault on Sunni insurgents based there. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us now from Baghdad. Philip, in September, U.S. and Iraqi forces had stormed Samarra to put down insurgents there. This would seem to suggest today that the offensive did not subdue the city.
Yes, that's right. The operation in September involved some 3,000 U.S. troops, and at the time it was seen as a forerunner to the Fallujah operation that we see in preparation today. And in fact, the Iraqi interim Prime Minister, Ayad Alawi, has in the last few days been citing that Samarra operation as an example of how control can be exerted over an insurgent stronghold. The attacks today, in which we saw at least three car bombs, which went off in quick succession, one outside a town hall, one at a checkpoint, and one reportedly when a suicide bomber rammed a car into a police station, these appear to have been an effort by the insurgents to show that the city hasn't been pacified and that they can still mount multiple assaults with pretty devastating effect.
And there were attacks in other cities as well?
Yes, 20 U.S. Marines are reported injured in Ramadi, where U.S. forces are also gathering in preparation for an offensive there. That's another city with a reputation as a stronghold for the insurgents. And a further three Marines were injured in a car bomb on the airport road in Baghdad, providing further evidence that more than 18 months after U.S. troops took this city, the road to the airport is still far from secure.
Now, for several days, there have been reports of U.S. forces intensifying their operations around the city of Fallujah, making it seem like an attack there is going to happen soon. What happened today?
Well, there have been air and artillery strikes and some skirmishing. Residents reportedly say a small hospital, a warehouse, and homes were destroyed, although it is impossible for reporters independently to verify those claims. The U.S. military have been saying these airstrikes are aimed at insurgent positions. With the U.S. troops that are amassed around Fallujah, there is a body of Iraqi forces. NPR's Anne Garrels, who's embedded with the U.S. military, says that an Iraqi battalion is camped near the Marines just outside Fallujah, and that it's been coming under heavy rocket and mortar fire. And she reports that 100 Iraqi soldiers from this battalion of 425 troops have deserted in the past 24 hours. This has been a problem in past operations involving the U.S. military with Iraqi forces, and this suggests that this problem remains.
Phil, do you think this offensive on Fallujah is inevitable? I understand there have been negotiations to try and stop it.
Well, the Iraqi Prime Minister has said that the window for a peaceful settlement is now closing, and that's, of course, produced an increase in tension, especially amongst the Sunni minority. We've spoken to a negotiator, one of a team of seven that were elected by the Fallujah leadership, who has been involved in talks in trying to head off this potential offensive, and he struck a pessimistic note. His view was that the response to an assault on Fallujah and the likelihood that that would lead to considerable damage, not only in physical terms but in human lives, would deeply anger Iraqis, especially Sunnis, and that the insurgency would respond to that with violence.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad, thank you.
You're welcome.